Well, last night, while you slept in your own bed, an estimated 6,000 people across the valley did not. That's the most recent count of the homeless population in Maricopa County. But there are also many other people dedicated to helping the homeless. KJZZ's Stina Sieg introduces us to some of them as we continue our week-long series, Homeless in Plain Sight.
Today, a few hundred people in need will pay a visit to this Mormon church in Mesa. Some are living on the street. Others are in shelters. Some come with their dog, with their kids, and all are matched up with a volunteer.
Okay, so what services were you going to need today?
Oh, what are you guys offering today?
Okay, so we have all kinds of stuff.
They've got so much here, from the basics, like toiletries and clothing, to help with more complex needs, like signing up for food assistance or getting a birth certificate. And all of these services are available within a few feet of one another. It's called Project Connect, and the Valley of the Sun United Way puts it on 8 times a year at spots all over Metro Phoenix, with the help of dozens of other agencies.
I love Project Connect days because we can do so much at one time in one place for people that otherwise might take them months, sometimes years, to take all of those steps.
That's the United Way's Amy Schwabenlender, who says Project Connect is all about getting people results right now. But stepping outside for a second, Schwabenlender says she knows people can only accept the help they're ready to accept.
Someone might show up for the first time and they're skeptical. They don't have a lot of trust. They especially don't have a lot of trust for systems or institutions. And for them to show up and maybe take a shower, get a haircut, have lunch, that's a big deal.
And to feel comfortable asking about housing or a job, that may take several trips to Project Connect. But regardless of their pace, the people here are still in a better place than many of the homeless because they want assistance. Tim McCann often deals with those who don't.
We're here to help.
Those are McCann's words to a woman who's carrying around no less than 6 pieces of luggage. She was just shooed away from the old federal courthouse in downtown Phoenix. Offering support to people on the streets is part of McCann's job at the nonprofit Community Bridges.
Right now, I'm a civil complaint. I'm a civil nuisance. I'm not trying to be.
You're not a nuisance.
You're somebody that we're trying to help. That's what we see. We don't see a nuisance at all.
McCann and a representative from another agency are doing their best to urge this woman into going to the Human Services campus, just a few blocks away, where she could get a meal and a place to sleep. But McCann says she's having none of it.
The story is that she's in contact with her family in North Carolina, and she's either getting ready to go or they're getting ready to come out here, and they're going to get a place together.
And how long has he been hearing that story?
6 months since we engaged. Same story.
And if that story never changes, she might not just be talking with McCann, but with police. Even though
being homeless isn't a crime.
Nick DiPanzio's with the Phoenix Police Department, a resource lieutenant at the Mountain View Precinct. He says police and representatives from neighborhood services are now going out together to speak with the homeless and to try to make them aware of the help out there. Some of these people are habitual offenders of crimes like trespassing and theft. But DiPanzio says when it comes to the homeless issue, you can't simply arrest your way out of it.
And to be honest, I mean, you're never going to solve homelessness. But what we want to do is we want to make sure that the vulnerable members of our community are safe, and we want to make sure the citizens are safe at the same time. And we want to be, provide that service that both the community and these homeless citizens need.
Back at Project Connect in Mesa, Amy Schwabenlender has spent all day trying to get people the snacks and shelter, backpacks and bus passes they need, with varying degrees of success. When she started this job more than a decade ago, Schwabenlender says a coworker gave her some advice that she still thinks about. He told her this kind of work is both healing and hurtful.
If we think about one person's success, it's healing. And if we think about all the people we didn't have our definition of success with, then it hurts.
In her words, it's a balance all the time. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News.